Good afternoon, everyone. John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb. In Saginaw County, in a bid to address the persistent opioid epidemic, a new community-based initiative in Saginaw County is delivering free at-home recovery services directly to those battling addiction, bypassing many traditional hurdles to care. Known as Bridge the Gap, the program is led by Mobile Medical Response, or MMR, a key emergency medical services provider in the region. It deploys specially trained community paramedics who visit patients in their homes or preferred locations to start treatment promptly. This includes administering medications like buprenorphine to ease withdrawal symptoms and connecting individuals to sustained support. The effort comes amid alarming local statistics. Since 2021, Saginaw County has recorded approximately 250 fatal overdoses. In 2024 alone, there were 49 overdose deaths, with 33 linked to opioids, many involving fentanyl-contaminated substances that drive roughly 70% of the area's opioid-related incidences. Christopher Manriquez, MMR's operations manager, highlighted the severity of the situation in recent reports, underscoring how the program aims to provide immediate intervention where and when it's needed most. And on January 19th, just before 7 p.m., St. Clair County Central Dispatch sent deputies to an address on Pine Ridge Drive for a residential alarm called in by the home's alarm company. Upon arrival, deputies located a green Ford Bronco running with the doors ajar in a driveway, later found to be stolen. The front door to the residence had been forced open. Deputies searched the home and did not locate any subjects. Voices could be heard in the woods near the residence, and two individuals were located walking in the area and taken into custody. A citizen tip assisted in locating a third suspect that made his way to a local fast food restaurant. After the homeowner arrived on scene, it was confirmed that an AK-styled rifle and a pistol were stolen from the home. All three individuals were transported to St. Clair County Detention and Intervention Center. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office would like to thank Port Huron Police for the use of their drone, Canine Brock, and Vigilant Citizens for assisting in apprehending these individuals. This continues to be an ongoing investigation at this time. And a Michigan State Police Grants and Community Services Division, GCSD, is accepting applications for two separate public safety grant programs made possible through funding appropriated in the state's fiscal year 2026 budget. Michigan universities that currently operate a cold case program or will begin a cold case program in FY 2026 can apply for up to $200,000 to be used for programmatic and operational expenses of the university's cold case program. A completed grant application must be submitted to the MSP GCSD before 12 p.m. Eastern on February 18, 2026. Michigan counties may request up to $25,000 to assist in their development of public safety critical incident mapping. Each county is eligible to receive up to three individual grants. The completed grant application must be submitted to the MSP GCSD before 12 noon on March 4th, 2026. This state grant funding, authorized and approved by Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the legislature, supports important facets of public safety that will build upon the complement great work already occurring in our state to improve public safety outcomes, stated Colonel James F. Grady II, director of the MSP. I encourage universities and counties to take full advantage of this opportunity by applying for this funding. Back in a moment after this sponsor from Jake's Plumbing.
Jake's Plumbing and Heating in Bad Axe is your local Lennox dealer. Choose from the quietest, most efficient heating and cooling systems and heat pumps on the market today. See how a Lennox system can deliver the best innovation, efficiency, and comfort for your home or business. Lennox heating and cooling systems can meet your comfort as well as your budget. Contact Jake's Plumbing and Heating in Bad Axe today.
This is Jake at Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Come out and see us at 980 South Dudley Road or give us a call at 989-269-6638 for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Quality plumbing and heating that you can trust.
Depend on Lennox heating and cooling systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638. Serving all of the Thumb.